Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, May 10th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
And Johnny Cakes Auville.
Well, good morning, everybody. Hello. Happy Friday.
Running the three-man show. If you missed it, Jason's having his colonoscopy today.
Mm-hmm.
He's
yes,
been
he is.
Nervous about it for 2 weeks. He'll get it done. Then hopefully 3 to 5 years, you don't have to have it done again.
Right.
I think we all got kind of different follow-up reports when we went, because my guy said 5 years. I feel like EB's maybe said 3 years, and that's what maybe Jason's guy said.
I think Jason's guy said 4. My guy said 3. Then I did the second one. I think he said 4 after that. I don't know. Whatever. Just do what they say.
Yep. Drab, do what they say. I told Drab this morning he's getting kind of close to the recommended age, and he gave me a little bit of a flippant answer about the colonoscopy.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. Maybe I'll just punt it. I was like, I don't think that's a great idea.
There has to be millions of men out there who just punted.
I'm sure there are.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. There are probably a couple hundred thousand that regret punting it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I think it's an easy one. You just stay ahead of the curve on. And especially if you don't have a family history, you probably don't have that much to sweat. So just go in, knock it out, and then you're good. You know? But if you have a family history, you definitely
need to. It'd be all time stupid move.
It would be.
Just like I said.
It's an unnecessary roll of the dice is what it is.
Yeah. Just go in there. They can knock it out. Even if they find something, you'll probably be all right.
It's such an easy procedure. Now the prep the day before sucks. There's no way around that.
It sucks. But it's not as awful as Jason makes it seem. It's, you know, it does suck to sit on the toilet for, you know, an hour or two.
You know what? I'm resistant to it. I guess, what do you start at 45?
That's what they say now.
To me, that's the first sign that you're old.
Right.
I don't even have a doctor.
It is a milepost.
I haven't been
true.
To a doctor in 20 years, 25 mm-hmm. years. I don't know.
You haven't had to fit any sort of physical workup in 20 years.
No.
That's
well, the
kind
one
of
thing I can
unusual.
Say is your sickness has lingered since Spain, because
yeah, I mean, you are the Spanish.
You had
standard.
A cough that was super thick about 20 seconds before he went on the air, and then Cake said something about it. I think he said something like, Trav's never going to get healthy. Yeah.
Is that where you got it? You got it in Spain?
Got the Spanish flu. We brought it back.
On the flight there, but every single cough I get always lasts 4 weeks.
Oh, it is.
Throughout my entire
so you,
life.
So when
maybe
you
I
get a cough,
a doctor.
It's a month long. It just lingers.
Standard.
I have the same thing. Takes forever to get over stuff. It is what it is.
If I had that silly $25 copay insurance, I'd probably go. But I don't feel like donking off $200 for a cough.
Well, what is our insurance?
$200?
You don't have
No, but I have like the deductible. Since I never go, I'm going to have to pay everything out of pocket. And I just don't really feel like that for a nubs little cost.
Yeah, but is that how it works? Like with the deductible, you still have only the small copay, I think.
Everyone's different. I didn't sign up for the nubs.
There's like 10 different versions of our medical insurance.
Okay. Well, we don't need to get into it, but whatever. Just, you know, when it's your time, just go get checked. It's one of those easy things.
Yeah, you got a few years. You're good. You got like 4 years.
But you're right. It is kind of the rite of passage of the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of the end. That's a good way to look at it.
Well, I didn't do 100%. The healthy move last night. I stayed up to watch NBA basketball. EB said he went to bed at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I laid head on pillow at 1 a.m. last night.
Yeah, it wasn't as extreme as EB, but I think I went to bed at like 9 o'clock.
I had to. I didn't sleep well the night before.
I try to respect my sleep as much as possible.
And if
the Caps aren't in the playoffs, I'm going to get better sleep at this time of the year.
You both got at least 4 more hours of sleep than I did.
Yeah, I mean,
potentially.
It wasn't even a ton. I think like when I set my alarm, it said this effort is going to ring in 6 hours and like 50 minutes.
What happens though, like when my wife and daughter got home, because she had volleyball, she was late volleyball, she got home like at 9:15, and then they're showering at 10. Well, they woke me up.
Right.
So, I mean, I was up for like 5 or 10 minutes, like awake, but then I was able to fall back asleep. So, I mean, it certainly wasn't great sleep, but it started the process at 8:30.
Well, I get home relatively late too, because there's all kinds of activities. So last night was a swim night, but also my son is getting his driver's hours before he can get his license. So I had to drive him to Greg's driving school down Rockville Pike. By the time I got home after getting some food, it was 8:30. I didn't really watch the Celtics Cavs game. Stunned by the outcome.
Kind of surprising.
I thought the Celtics would mow through them, and maybe they will, because this happened in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics won game one of their first round series, lost game two, and then 1-5 against the Miami Heat. Now they're taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers, but last night, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley led Cleveland to a game two win in Boston, which is a bit of a surprise.
In Boston. Sorry, couldn't help myself. It is kind of shocking that they got blown out at home. Like, it wasn't even close.
They're just sleeping on them, I wonder? I mean, it looks like they were hot. They hit 46% of threes, so that certainly helped. And then, Boston only shot 22%.
Anything short of getting into the NBA Finals, maybe winning the NBA title, is going to be a disappointment for Boston. I think they'll be fine in the series. Like I said, this just happened in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
You don't generally expect teams to sweep, but they were so dominant in the regular season and won the Eastern Conference by so many games that people kind of expect them to just mow through the competition. They also are playing without Kristaps Porzingis, which they should have enough without him, but kind of a surprising outcome. But I stayed up because I'm a Luka fan. I'm a Dallas Mavericks fan. I don't really understand why, other than we got in an argument maybe 20 years ago about the potential of Dirk Nowitzki, because I saw him play in a game before he made it to the NBA, and you guys grilled me. And so then I became invested in Dirk before he was in the NBA, and then he became a great player, and he won the title against LeBron James and the Mavs and kind of transferred over to Luka, and I've kind of stuck with the Mavs.
Yeah, you love Mavs Euros.
They lost game one, but last night Luka came out hot in the first quarter, hit 4 3-pointers, scored a bunch early. Interestingly, they win the game with Kyrie Irving only making 2 field goals, but Tim Hardaway came off the bench, got hot, and P.J. Washington, who they traded for. So they made 2 trades before the trade deadline this year. Traded for Daniel Gafford.
That's my
from
guy.
The Wizards.
My
and
guy
he
Gafford.
Is a key contributor for them,
mm-hmm.
And they traded for P.J. Washington. P.J. Washington knocked down 7 threes. Now, all the guys on the Mavs, except for Luka and Kyrie, they all get open threes because Kyrie and Luka create. They get so many double teams, they'll find guys open. So it's just they always say make or miss league. It's about knocking them down. I mean, P.J. Washington had open threes, knocked down 7 of them. They win the game.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get a guy that pours in nearly 30 who averages 12 in the regular season, you're generally going to win that game. And if Luka's playing well.
They also shot lights out. They almost shot 50% from threes. They had 18 of 37.
They get open threes. I felt like they should have hit more. because there were some guys that were having open looks, just missing. But SGA, who finished second in the MVP, he had a big game, but the difference was Dallas's offense was just a little more on fire than it was in game one. So going to go back to Dallas. Should be an interesting series.
Well, they did their job, right? They just had to win one of two.
They got a split on the road. And I believe Jason Kidd's Dallas Maverick teams have lost game one five straight times, and they've won game two four out of those five. Mm. They make adjustments.
Somebody was saying, I was listening to him when I was driving around, that a lot of these staffs, they really don't run some of their elite stuff during the regular season. They save it for the playoffs, some of these perennial teams. And he claims that the kid staff is particularly sharp. Like, it's a really good staff. I don't know whose assistants are. But he said that you're seeing some of that with Dallas. I don't know.
I don't know if they have some sort of different game plan. I watched them in the regular season and in the postseason. It looks pretty similar. Luke and Kyrie dribble the ball a lot and create.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And guys stand around the three-point line.
That's the cornerstone of the offense.
Or if they get doubled, they throw to the high post to the center. The center then gets attention, and he kicks out to the three. Or if he doesn't get doubled, then the center sometimes gets an alley-oop dunk, that sort of thing. Gafford's been really good for him.
I always liked Gafford. I hated to see him go, but what are you going to do? Hated to see him go, Cakes.
Remember, yeah, he had the streak.
Gafford guy.
He had the streak in the regular season of 30 field goals in a row, mm-hmm. where he almost passed Wilt Chamberlain's record.
I think it's better that he doesn't take one of Wilt Chamberlain's records. I mean, I like Daniel Gafford, but should he really be unseating Wilt Chamberlain in the record books? Probably not.
Probably silly.
And look, I like the Gafford here too, but if the Mavs are going to call up and say, we'll give you a first round pick for Daniel Gafford, if you're Will Dawkins and company, you have to do that with the quickness. When you have a team that's won at that point, I don't know, 9 or 10 games, and right. you're in full-blown rebuild mode, of course you have to ship him out of here.
But I realized last night the reason why I stayed up till 1 a.m., I think the game finished at 12:30, was I was wired and fired up, not necessarily just because of the game. I had a late soda last night, and I very rarely do it. I've mostly not been drinking soda.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, I felt like I needed a little boost, and I rationalized to myself that I was going to be staying up to watch NBA playoffs. So swim finishes around 6:30, and then a couple of the girls wanted to go to the playground after that. So we're at the playground till like 7:15. We stopped on the way home at Chick-fil-A. I got a Coke Zero.
Coke Zero. Big one? The medium or the large?
I think the medium. But they call it medium. It's the regular size now. Not the jumbo, not the biggest version they have.
Yeah. I always upgrade.
But it was a solid.
Yeah, I always upgrade to the large instead
and
of the medium.
And I don't drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really drink any caffeine during the day other than occasionally. It used to be daily, but now it's sporadically. I'll have a soda with my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I had a soda yesterday, and then I guess I was kind of craving
caffeine
it.
Caffeine just murdered you?
I think so. Mm. Because I wasn't tired. Like, I laid down. I wasn't even that tired.
Right. Well, I tried the old cinnamon in my coffee this morning. You know, somebody was talking about it yesterday, and then had a guy hit me up on Twitter. I guess he's been sending me links about how cinnamon is good for your coffee. It's still terrible if you're not using a sweetened cinnamon.
Yeah.
There's no getting around it. You're not missing anything. Coffee, if you don't put creamer or some sort of sugar in it, coffee blows. I've tried it all. Black, whipping cream, cinnamon. It sucks.
It just doesn't touch your taste palate for whatever reason.
It tastes like tar. It's horrible. I don't know how you like it.
I've never been a coffee drinker. The only thing that I ever had was, I think this is when Jess and I were dating, and she likes to go to Starbucks. And I would have basically what I would call the milkshake, whatever the heck they call that.
Like a Frappuccino.
Yeah, whatever they have that is very close to a milkshake that is almost
like 900
straight
calories.
Up sugar.
I mean, it's just loaded.
That's what I would have, which was okay.
Cream, all the sugar.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like coffee.
My younger goes over there and she gets these fruit drinks. Yeah. There's no coffee in there. It's just like a fruity drink. Pay like $7.
Might be getting like a Starbucks refresher.
It's some sort of thing like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so refreshing.
Like some strawberry thing.
So
like,
good.
What are you doing?
Pink drink.
Just hemorrhaging cash. So,
yeah. On the show today, boys, John Feinstein will join us at 8 o'clock with Fridays with Feinstein. Also on the program, Darren Revelle, who used to be with ESPN. Now he's the founder of Collect Media.
So he's all into like collecting cards,
oh,
right?
He's into memorabilia big, yeah.
He's like a icon in the memorabilia and
so is it mostly like cards that he's investing in, or does he buy like baseball?
He does all sorts.
Like,
he does like tickets to events, like
everything.
Yeah, I mean he's all over the map.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, that collectibles business is it has gone up like
it's
crazy.
Booming.
Crazy.
Dust off your cards, EB. Hey,
mine are useless.
Maybe my starting lineup sports figurines, not dolls, will finally be worth something.
You still have them.
Of course I still have them, JP. They're a family heirloom.
Where do you keep them?
They're going to be passed down generation to generation. They're in Tupperware in my office closet, stacked up nice and neatly. It's like an investment, JP.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Darren Revelle at 9 o'clock. Phone number you want to get in touch with us throughout the show is 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll have to settle a bet. What uniform number is Jaden Daniels going to wear?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So the Commanders have their rookie mini camp this weekend.
Yes, they do.
Yesterday on the show, in anticipation of the rookie minicamp, we were kicking around, well, what number is Jaden Daniels going to wear? The reason why we really were kicking around was because he wore number 5 in high school and in college, and Tress Way wears number 5 for the Commanders. And then we went through all the numbers, and they're almost all taken. Like, oh, maybe he'll switch to 15. No, that's Dax Milne. Maybe he'll switch to this, and it's taken by Frankie Louvu. All the numbers were taken. Anyway, Cakes and I consummated a bet at the end of the show, and I was like, well, put it in the bet book. And he was like, my bet book's right here, I believe is what Cake
sure,
said. He
exactly.
pointed to his dome.
I did, yeah.
And I gave him the field.
Mm-hmm.
And not, I don't know, 6 hours later, 8 hours later, it comes out that Tress Way indeed has given Jaden Daniels his number. Here is Tress Way doing the act of giving his uniform number to Jaden Daniels.
Guys, this is Tress Way. I understand that there's been a little bit of hype going on about a certain number. Maybe you could take a look around. Maybe a little bit behind me, you'll see if there's any big news. But I think there may be somebody new in town.
And Jaden then emerges from the video, standing behind him.
So now what's interesting is, I guess, I know you have more, that they're just doing, they're not doing it for cash. They're doing it for like a trip to an LSU-Oklahoma game in the future when he retires, which is cool. Send his family to the game. But what I found most interesting is Tress apparently immediately said no when first asked, or when it was first broached about. He's like, no, it's my number, five.
Tress got it. I should have stuck to his guns. What's he doing here?
No, but I think at the end of the day, he probably did make the right decision, and he's going to go down sort of iconic here. So I guess you have audio of him talking to Santana about it, and he gets kind of emotional here. And, you know, listen, this team's been pretty awful during his entire tenure here, but he's been one of the stalwarts, right? He's been a captain for 4 years. Presumably, this will be his fifth year being a captain. I would say it's safe to say he's got to be about as beloved as any punter could
be. He's been one of the few bright spots on the team in a dark era.
This generous move by him, I think, is going to bode very, very well for him.
I think about the first time I came and...
Why did I do that? See,
man, no, it's all good. Man, it's what's your thing?
We played together, man. We played together.
No, man. And I was one with Chicago. Yeah. I just didn't like it. Yeah. I got there, they gave me one, and I got picked up here on the waiver wire. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I felt wanted. Like, yeah, it was like, hey, yeah, like they picked me.
Yeah.
And I came in, five was sitting there, and I was like, yeah. I was like, I like that.
But, yeah.
So it just kind of, this is harder than I thought.
It's all good, man.
But I think about, I was talking to my wife, and I've been fortunate enough to been voted team captain four times. Mm-hmm. And if I get voted captain again in my career, that C gets filled in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, it's going to be weird if I give up the number. The first time I get that C filled in, it's going to be a different number.
Mm, yeah.
And my wife said, why do you have the C like in the first place? Like, what gives you the C? And just feel like there's just so much excitement around this organization, hands down the most I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like just all of the excitement building and building and building. And I just feel like this is just a very small part that I could do. You got a rookie coming in, can't imagine what's going on in his head and his heart. And, you know, I'm there for him on fourth down if we have to give the ball away. But maybe this is an example. I could show him, hey, I'm here for you now, too.
Yeah. So,
well, if he doesn't get voted captain after that sort of emotion and, you know, like just being a good dude to the rookie by giving him the number that he knows that Jaden Daniels has worn and that he wants clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Can I place a wager on Tress Way being voted or named a team captain in 2024?
It's got to be.
Because that's the sort of leadership that you want on every team.
Well, he's got to be, especially if you're going to have like an offensive captain, defensive captain, a special teams guy.
I mean,
he's got to be the guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a dude you love.
How surprised were you, Cakes? Because this happened the day we made a bet.
I wasn't that surprised. I just run bad sometimes. Sometimes I run bad. But I'm happy that our listener that came to the Roadhouse premiere gave us a bunch of money to gamble with. So this is not $2 out of my pocket. This is $2 out of a listener whose name I've already forgotten.
Are
so
you folding
ship,
up the...
I'm going to ship that over to JP. He wins $2.
Silly.
Fair and square.
Well, I think all is right then. This is the number he's always worn. He is going to be... Listen, Tress Way may be the captain, but Jaden's going to be the focal point of
Absolutely.
This football team. Certainly for the next few years anyway. So I think good move, smart move on Tress's when it's all said and done. The number doesn't really mean that much. But guys do get attached to them, so I'm certain it wasn't easy.
Did you have a go-to number growing up? I kind of did. Jim Palmer was my favorite player, the pitcher for the Orioles. He wore number 22. Now, I couldn't wear that. Like, when I played for my club soccer team, the South Bowie Bears, I think I was number 6, and I just stuck with number 6. But when I got to high school and I could pick my number in both soccer and baseball, and 22 is not really a soccer number. I was 22 in soccer, 22 in baseball. And for some reason, I never had a Letterman jacket. Did you ever get a Letterman's jacket?
Of course, JP.
I never got the Letterman's jacket.
Of the tennis team. I had to have a Letterman's jacket. I was a big man on campus.
But our soccer team, which we were pretty good back when I played on the Eleanor Roosevelt soccer team, we had some sort of jacket. It wasn't a Letterman jacket. I think it was just a pullover. And I think I botched it. They ask you to, like, fill it out, and I put number 22 there, but I think you were supposed to put your graduation year, so everybody had 88 or 87 or 89 on their side, and I had the number 22. Yeah,
people are looking at it like you look, you're an alien. Like, what's going on here? What's going on with this
kid? You put our number, so I kind of had a go-to number.
My number that I always put, and I didn't accomplish anything in sports, but when I played youth league stuff, was 14. I was a Pete Rose guy. So in my baseball jersey, I've had a 14. And my basketball jersey, I had a 14. A 14. That was my number.
Do you have one, Cakes?
No, I just never took whatever. Whatever number was available. You think I cared?
My youngest cares deeply and, like, goes into a whole thing.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, yeah. So she's been wearing 4 for a long time. And it's weird. Like, you feel like certain numbers are good for, like, shorter kids. Other numbers are good on taller kids.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole thing these kids get into.
Well, in some sports, a number is truly significant. In soccer, you want to be the 10, right? Your best player is generally number 10. My 7-year-old already knows that. We didn't have a number 10 to give away, but she wanted number 10 because her mom taught her.
Right.
My wife played in college, and she grew up playing as number 10, and she's already convinced Isabella that you want to be number 10 because that's the best player.
When Stevie did his recruiting trip to Marist, they did the bit where when you go into the locker room, they had a locker there, and it had number 11 hanging from the locker, right?
Okay, yeah. What's significance 11?
11 was the number he wore in high school.
Okay.
Okay? And, gotten really used to that number, and I thought that was the coolest thing. You know, just lacrosse, non-revenue generating sport, but it's cool that they went that extra mile.
But then when he got there, is he 41?
When they came to give out the numbers, they had actually admitted that they had already promised that number to another incoming freshman.
The double deal.
So, and that was fine. Yeah. It was the thought anyway. They definitely appealed
They already had recruited him. He already made his commitment.
They appealed to our, whatever,
emotional
sentiment
state.
about that. And then Keegan ultimately gave him 41, and then I fell in love with 41. Mm-hmm. And it worked out great.
Sure.
And Stevie actually said after his freshman year, maybe I'll change it. I go, you're not changing it. First of all, we bought a bunch of gear with 41 on it.
Right.
I'm not buying a bunch of other,
stick with it.
Like parents, sweatshirts with different numbers. Yeah. No, you're sticking with 41, and that ended up being great.
And speaking of buying gear, now Commanders fans, they have a jersey they can feel confident buying. Like, for years, it's been like, whose jersey would you buy? Maybe you'd buy Terry McLaurin. You'd buy probably Jonathan Allen. But outside of that, whose jersey are you going to invest in? Now you can safely go out and plunk down your money on a number 5 Jaden Daniels jersey and feel confident that he's going to be here
and
for a while.
You guys kind of shoot away my argument that the team may be pushing the uniform number as soon as possible to sell jerseys.
No,
I think is part of it, but I think the team encouraged it.
I didn't have a problem with the team encouraging. The problem I had with the idea that the team would pay. That's where I knew there was no way that was going to happen. Team's not going to pay $50,000 or $20,000 or something to a kid. No way they were going to do that.
I mean, maybe the team wanted him to wear 5 because that's been his number forever, but I think that this ownership regime, they're past just doing things to sell a few extra jerseys. They're not in it for the. I think they're in it for the long haul.
I don't think they cared about that.
I don't think that they're hung up on stuff like that.
No, but they did go. Apparently, Quinn and Peters did go to him and say, "Hey, you could decide what you want to do,
right?
If you want to give it up or not." And initially, it said no, and then he thought about it, and then ended up doing the right thing.
That's cool.
But they did approach him.
Yeah.
I bought into it. Look, somebody tweeted that, and I was like, "That makes a lot of sense." Because if I was the owner of the team, I would want to sell Jaden Daniels jerseys.
Well, you're
going to
sell them no matter what number he is.
Yeah, but you're losing maybe if he subscribed to the wait 'em out theory, which was Keyshawn Johnson theory of wait out and see who gets cut and everything. Well, you're losing months of potential revenue.
Yeah, they'll sell plenty of them.
They'll be okay. And I think you're not worried about that.
I think you could feel comfortable, like Cake said, buying it. Although I would have thought you could have, when you bought a Chase Young jersey, that you were going to have that for 10 years.
You probably did feel comfortable buying a Chase Young jersey when he's picked number two
and
overall.
And we know those Robert jerseys were on fire for the longest time. Now you get them for like $5 at TJ Maxx.
I mean, I would be shocked if they're even on sale for $5.
Of course, Jaden's being compared to Robert Griffin III a lot, including his suit when he got drafted. But Robert has tweeted that he believes Jaden Daniels is far more ready for the NFL than he was when he came out.
He's right.
It remains to be seen.
I think he's right. I think he's right.
And you know what? That seems like a big step for RG3, to admit that.
Well,
he's very much a me guy.
He is a me guy, but he's also a weird me guy because he also gives out a lot of praise to other guys too. Mm-hmm. He's not really that big on tearing guys down. I mean, you can certainly find instances of it, but he's been tweeting like crazy about all these young quarterbacks, and he praises virtually all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he tends to focus on the positive. I will give him that.
I think that's his whole podcast, whatever it is, RG3 and the ones, is to prop up those players.
Yeah, Valdez's theory about that kind of stuff, though, is that all those analysts now, they only do positive reviews because they don't want people coming at them and saying, you suck.
Oh, is
Robert,
that what it
you
is?
Suck. You don't. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is his own narcissism coming back where Robert also wants to be praised.
Maybe that's at the
but
root of it.
But he's definitely being positive. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I noticed he's pumping up all these young guys and kind of points to their positive attributes, which is fine. We got enough people hating on us in comments. You know what I mean? Guys hear enough of it. I mean, who were some of the analysts that were you thought that were critical, but not like in a mean way, but objectively critical? I mean, I guess Merrill Hodge was critical, almost borderline mean, with this criticism of Drake May. I think
there were Drake May got a lot of criticism. Jaden didn't get that much. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the people that looked at Jaden Daniels' film, they might say, okay, he like Bill Belichick, for example. Belichick said, you know, what a lot of people said, that he's got to work on throwing in the middle of the field, mm-hmm. that almost everything's to the outside of the field. The criticism of maybe scrambling too quickly. Mm-hmm. The guy's an unbelievable scrambler, but maybe he doesn't see the first read and he just takes off. Our guy, Zach Kruger, who I'm actually supposed to play golf with next week, pointed out that sack to pressure ratio.
Right.
So there are some people that find those things, but it's more like nitpicking, saying he's been a great player, but these are his weaknesses.
Yeah, these are things to look at, areas of concern. Yeah, no, people were generally pretty positive with Jaden. I'm just trying to think of analysts like Orlovsky. Who was Orlovsky? At the end of the day, I feel like he was all over the place.
Yeah.
Right? He was critical of some guys, and then he kind of came around on guys.
I think he was one of those guys that thought potentially Jaden Daniels could be better than Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where he finally landed, but Orlovsky, most people were, look, going back to the original point of the segment, Tressway said that there's more excitement than he's felt. I don't think it's reached RG3 levels because I do think there's scar tissue from the RG3 thing that people are more hesitant and a little bit more wait and see.
I think 30% of the fan base at least is scared that he's going to have like a RG3-like career.
Really?
Arc.
You think it's that big of a number?
Just because they see the spindliness and some of the run first stuff, that they're a little bit anxious. Look, he's a slender guy.
I think we're getting far enough away from RG3 where I don't know if that many fans really think about it that much.
Yeah, here's who does, Cakes. Remember how divided it was when Robert was here?
Sure.
I mean, honestly, a lot of it was along racial lines. No one likes to say it, but it really was. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But the Kirk
camp, not originally. Originally, everybody was RG3.
But once
it started going south,
yeah, it got really weird.
Yes.
It was really weird. But I would say that people that are still like Kirk guys, mm-hmm. they're the ones that are going to bring up the RG3 comparisons. Like, not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, like, my 30% is coming from.
Right.
From the Kirk camp that are still not over that whole deal.
I don't know if it's 30%, but there's a good portion of the fans that it's not just RG3. It's RG3 plus the same old skins mentality that never, you know, nothing ever works out here, that right. they're afraid he could bust.
Right.
And look, mathematically, 50% of these guys bust. So just doing the math, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Bo Nix, Penix, who am I missing? Doesn't matter.
JJ
McCarthy, out of the six guys, mathematically, just based on history, half those guys are going to bust. So there's a little fear.
Possibly.
800-636-1067 is the number, but it is official. Jaden Daniels will wear number 5 for the Washington Commanders. Coming up next, a stunning theft ring involving one of our favorite establishments. Welcome back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Got Fridays with Feinstein coming up at 8. Darren Revelle joins us at 9. Tennistopia is one of our joints that we frequent.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis rackets, restringing,
and
pickleball paddles.
Yep.
They've been so good to us through the years. They've given us so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I actually see the old owner, because he sold.
Yeah.
Over at Lifetime Fitness playing pickleball these days on occasion. And speaking of pickleball, this is why we brought up the story. At Tennistopia in Rockville, it's right there off Rockville Pike, there was a theft ring which stole a bunch of pickleball paddles.
Yeah, like $4,500 worth of pickleball paddles.
So what is
that's
that,
a lot.
Let's say the average pickleball paddle, honestly, a good one is like at least $200.
Something well, the
like
article right. says that they stole Jula brand, which starts at $159.95.
Yola. Yeah, Yola, JP.
Okay.
Come on.
Yola.
You got to get in the pickleball community. It's Yola.
I'm not in the pickleball community.
Yeah, well, come on in. There's plenty of room.
I got a silly racket. I gave it to Funny Danny.
It's a paddle, JP. It's not
Yola.
It's not a racket.
Anyway, go ahead.
So they stole these Yola brand, starting at $159.95, paddles, and Cakes mentioned how it went down. There were three people, one guy, two females. One person distracts the people in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then the two females apparently stuffed it below their dresses.
Yeah, they had like long flowing dresses, which makes it easy to conceal pickleball paddles or whatever you're designing to steal.
How many pickleball paddles can you stuff under your dress?
Well, think about it. If each one's roughly $200, you steal 25 or 30 of the 25 of them, that gets you to your $4,500 number.
No, I agree, 25. But how do you stuff 12 paddles under your dress?
Maybe you do 5 at a time. You come in and out of the store.
So they went a couple times?
Maybe. The store said that they were busy.
Yeah.
And the quote here is, we didn't notice it because we were really busy, and then we noticed the next day we hadn't sold that many paddles.
That seems dicey to do it in waves.
The suspects.
But maybe
I know,
they did.
I agree. How could you stuff 12? Now, they are smaller. It's not like full tennis rackets.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you but have still, some sort of belt.
Like five.
Below the dress that you stuff it in.
Maybe they had like a big duffel bag underneath it because the dresses were so big.
Yeah.
Just stuff them in there and just hold it with your hand.
How do you walk?
I don't know. You just shuffle out of the store. I have no idea.
That's unbelievable.
The suspects are described as two white females and a white male, all of dark or darker complexion. According to the police report, which was filed on April 30th.
And then they do have cameras that they reviewed. Were the cameras from outside the store or inside?
Inside.
Inside. So nobody was monitoring the cameras. See, I would always be concerned if I was a thief that someone in the back is watching the cameras.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the case like in a casino.
Well, it's like a Best Buy. Or, they have the guy right out there watching.
Or a huge like retail establishment might have the manpower to do that, but... You know, for like an individually owned small mom and pop type of business like Tennistopia is, like, I don't know if they have like the manpower to just have somebody sitting back and watching the video.
For sure, that's not their own job. But like, I know I've been there before to see Doug, who's our buddy who used to actually work on this show years ago.
Yep. And Daryl used to be our guy there before.
Daryl was the guy. They would be back in the office while they had the other people working the floor.
Yeah.
And the, back in the office is presumably where the cameras are. I know you're not hawking them, but, you know, keeping an eye on it. I don't know.
Well, I'm guessing now that they have to be, like, zip-tying the pickleball paddles to the, like, so people can't just pick them up and stuff them down their pants,
they can put some sort of tag on them, right? Some sort
maybe,
of ID
like
thing.
That makes that an alarm goes off if it crosses, like, the security barrier.
You go into Best Buy, every time somebody picks up one of the cameras, like literally one of the Nikons, the alarm goes off.
Right.
I was over there. It was driving me crazy. I was there for 15 minutes just looking at, like, I don't even know what I was looking at. I might have been looking at iPads or something. Mm-hmm. And the freaking alarm kept going off.
Hey, inventory control.
Right.
Apparently, keep them from walking out the front door.
This is somewhat common nationwide. Right. According to this story in the Las Vegas Review Journal, police were looking into the theft of thousands of dollars worth of paddles at the Vegas-based game set match. In February, thieves reportedly took $30,000 worth of paddles.
That's crazy.
From the shelves of three game set match locations. Maybe these people are going from town to town.
It sounds like it's a theft ring.
That's what they're doing.
It's been a golf thing for a long time. Like, they break into golf shops, or they go in there, distract you. And there's video of guys, like middle-aged guys.
Right.
They're stuffing drivers down their pants.
I've seen that.
It's just absurd.
It's crazy. Now, those drivers are like $600.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get, you know, you're a little bit bitter about the price, and you're maybe thinking about the resale on it. But, yeah. My buddy Tom, you know, one of his local golf courses that he owned before he sold it, he was robbed several times.
Right.
They just go in there in the middle of the night, break a window, and go in there and steal drivers.
People just have sticky fingers.
Steal your putters. This Scotty Cameron putters would go for a lot of money.
I guess.
Yeah. But I guess, I don't know how, I guess.
Cameron.
And then how do you bust them when they sell them? Because they all just put them on like eBay or something?
I don't know. I don't know if they go to like a flea market and sell them or sell them online. Who knows?
Sell them out of your trunk?
Yeah, one of the owners of one of these stores is completely bewildered. He was like, I don't understand. Like,
how do you unload them?
How do you unload all these paddles?
Yeah.
I'm like, just say they fell off a truck or, you know, I don't understand.
Do you pull up to like a pickleball court and sell them out of the back of your car? I mean, I don't understand where this market is.
My New York guys always tell me they have olive oil available this week if anybody needs olive oil.
You need a good deal on that olive oil?
I got olive oil and I got teddy bears. Anybody need a teddy bear?
I'm not going to tell you how we got it, but we got it.
It'd be such a nightmare to own a business. I've thought about starting a business, not too seriously, but my wife and I have kicked it around. Mm. And
like a retail type of business?
No, probably a fitness deal.
Yeah.
But you just have to deal with so much, from insurance beyond getting customers or clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to deal with so much, from insurance to theft.
Sure. It's a challenge. It's tough.
Well, you know what a big business is? I've kicked it around in my brain, just in my brain, and I know I'm too lazy.
It's conceptual.
I'll never execute it. But it's a growing business. These golf simulator indoor places are popping up everywhere.
Sure.
Right? Sim golf is blowing up. And
isn't Tiger and Rory's thing going to start somewhat soon?
Yeah. Well, they were going to do it, but then it was some sort of like tent thing that blew down. So now they got to wait a year to rebuild the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Right? Sounds very flimsy.
It's very flimsy.
Very flimsy business idea.
No. But like Have you seen it? Like, these golf simulator places, they're blowing up. People just go in there. You pay $50 or whatever for an hour, and you know, you hit balls. You could play courses. You could just get your number, whatever it is. And I've thought about maybe, but just you put down a $10,000 TrackMan or something. Like, how do you bolt it? Like, how do you make sure people just don't steal your equipment?
Yeah.
Like, steal your,
that's a big challenge.
Your monitors or.
Right.
Some of these businesses are even, you could sign up, you give them a code. Like, you don't even have to be there. And people would just go in there, use the code or whatever, mm-hmm. get their hour, you know, in the sim and leave. And there are these businesses that are popping up.
It's your toll booth business. That's the dream right there.
But I just think people would just steal your stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, props to people who start businesses. I have a buddy who, he's into franchises. I don't know his exact job title. He told me for what he does, if you wanted to buy a store, the average build out, because you have to do the exact same way that they want it done, is $600,000.
Oh, that's crazy. That's a big nut right there.
Is that the one for like the fast food joint?
Is it a silly franchise?
Yeah.
It's successful. Stock's doing well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a very expensive one. My uncle had a mailboxes, et cetera,
right,
business. And trust me, the build-out wasn't $600,000.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of an outlet.
Bought that franchise. You know.
I've been into those. Those are...
Do they even have those anymore?
I mean, UPS stores, that sort of thing.
UPS store. I mean, good luck ever going into a UPS store that's not busy. Like, there's always a line. There's always a million people in there.
I don't know about mailboxes, et cetera, but there's Parcel Plus.
I'm not sure mailboxes, et cetera, even still exist.
Those places look like a hurricane went through them most times.
The places that just seem to proliferate, they never go away, are the storage places. Yeah. I mean, every time
everyone's got ass.
Yeah, everybody's got stuff that they don't have room for at their house, so they're just buying storage units and just stuffing it in there.
How tall are the ceilings in a storage unit? You could put a golf sim in one of those.
I don't know. They're probably eight or nine, maybe 10 feet high. I don't know.
Need at least 10 feet, Cakes.
You do need 10 feet.
You can get some warehouse space. That's where a lot of boxing gyms, jujitsu places, wrestling gyms, they get warehouses.
These big facilities, warehouses or whatever, where kids play, you know, indoor soccer.
Sure,
or
like gymnastics or something. Yeah.
I was talking to a buddy of mine who is a really wealthy guy, way out of my league, whatever. And he looked into some of it, and he said just the cost to run the AC and keep the lights on.
Yep.
It scared the bejesus out of you.
A lot of overhead, so much overhead.
No, the overhead is ridiculous. And you got to rent it out like 18 hours a day.
I like keeping my overhead nice and low. Just like where I hit my head on
those big-ass places. That's why there's a notorious volleyball spot out in Elkridge, Maryland. I'm not going to name it, okay? But if you're in the volleyball world, you know it. It's a huge warehouse that, you know, this guy owns. He doesn't pay for heating or air conditioning. So in the winter, it's butt freeze. They have tournaments out there, practices out there, everything you can imagine. It's freezing in the winter.
Jason Bishop owns a big volleyball court.
And it's 100 degrees in the summer.
I didn't know he was branching out.
The place is hell because he doesn't want to pay for the heating and AC bills.
I wish Jason would tell us when he's branching out in these other business ventures.
Anyway, our boys from Tennistopia took it on the chin
that
there.
Sucks,
about $4,500 worth of paddles stolen.
Well, I'm sure they have insurance, but that definitely sucks.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to reach us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines throughout the show. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.